This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of It's a Funny Thing with Celine. I am Celine and I am so happy that you're here with me today. So wherever you are, I hope that you're feeling good in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. I hope that you feel filled with purpose. I hope that you feel loved by the people around you. I hope that you feel that the universe is gifting you with surprises and opportunities today. And I hope that your body feels nourished and rested. Because, you know, we can get bogged down into the things that we want and that we think that we want, but ultimately it comes down to this. You know, feeling good and feeling cared for and seeing that the universe is responding to us in loving and beautiful and magical ways. And we tend to make it complicated, don't we? And every time I've had a breakthrough in my own journey, I realized, well, actually, it's actually really simple. And I've been the one making it really complicated. So let's talk about money, for example. It's not at all what I was planning on talking about today, but let's go with it. Let's go with the flow. You know, we have all sorts of strange beliefs around money. And if you boil it all down, and you heal your stuff, and you're in your purpose, and the universe is supporting you in your mission, in your work, what does it come down to? I give and I receive. One of my teachers say that it's as simple as breathing in and breathing out. So breathing in, receiving, and breathing out, giving out to the world. It's as simple as that. If it's not as simple as that for you right now, then well, this is what you can work on. It's as simple as breathing in and breathing out. And I think that life should be simple, shouldn't it? It should be simple. And it's a good way for us to start this new podcast episode for the new year. It's a good time for us to reflect on what we have created in the previous year. Before we start going into our new year resolutions and what we want and the weight that we want to lose and the relationship goals and whatever. Like, everyone is so much into goals and I've just never been able to understand why or how that's even sustainable. Like, yes to getting more from life, yes to creating more, yes to experiencing more, yes to traveling more, yes to loving more. But I'm not really a goal sort of person. It happens naturally or it doesn't. And then I know I'm not in alignment yet with my goal or what I'm trying to create, whatever it is. And once I am, then it happens naturally because I have changed to be able to create the experience, the new experience. Anyway, so it's a good time for us to reflect on what we have created so far. So perhaps you can have a look at the previous year. And I know that it's not necessarily fun, because your mind is automatically going to go towards the failures or what you haven't created or what you haven't had the time for, or perhaps people who have passed over, or, you know, relationship, dramatic and traumatic experiences, or things that haven't gone so well at work. Your mind is going to go straight to that. And let's just have a more balanced view on what you have created in the previous year, if you like, if you can. The things that you have created, the laughter that you've had, the lovely coffees that you've had at lovely coffee shops. We have so many amazing coffee shops in Hawke's Bay. The beautiful ocean, the evening light on the hills. And if you're listening to this and you're not in Hawke's Bay and you're feeling jealous, well, come to Hawke's Bay, come and experience this beautiful part of the world and also think about the beauty that you have experienced in the last 12 months. The beautiful connections with strangers and friends alike. Breakthroughs that you've had in relationships, conversations that you've been waiting for years perhaps, that you finally managed to have with your mom or your dad or your sister or your partner, things that you've been able to face about yourself and things that you've become aware in your own psyche and your own mindset, your belief systems that you've become aware of. And let's have a look at what you have created, good and bad. Now, of course, the next step is to understand how you have created, or perhaps why you have created, rather. So why have you created this? How have you, what was your share a responsibility in creating these situations. Perhaps you had a difficult colleague at work, and instead of, you know, going straight to your boss, you just let this situation fester for weeks and months on end until you had to quit, for example. I don't know, this is a quite an extreme situation I'm thinking about, but it happens, right? Or perhaps someone took advantage of you and you didn't manage to gain strength and courage, and you know that this is what you really need to learn, but it feels so hard. So how have you participated in creating situations in your life? Because you have to understand that the universe is going to throw things at you to see how you're going to react to them. And now, when we step onto the healing path, we always seem to think, and I was definitely one of those people, seem to think that, I want to avoid creating these situations. I don't want to experience situations where I don't have enough money, or I have headaches at the end of the day, or I feel exhausted, or I'm not nourishing my body, or whatever. Or I feel that nobody likes me, etc., etc. I don't want to experience the situations anymore. Therefore, I'm going to grow and refrain from creating these situations in the future. And so what my mindset was for years, that I should heal my belief systems. I should heal and grow and change and evolve and transform, and hopefully the situations will refrain from happening. And I had a client who was in that mindset years and years ago, and I don't think I was very evolved as a teacher and guide, but we worked on physical abuse, I think it was. I can't remember the details of it, and of course I'm not super keen on sharing them on a public platform, but we both had the idea at the end of the session that it was going to... situation is never going to happen again, because now we've worked on the stuff. And of course you can achieve a lot from a healing session, but also there is a journey and there's a path that you must follow. And so we both had these high expectations, and I remember her writing a review on my Facebook page, as it were, months and months after the session, and she said, "I didn't know what to say because Celine was amazing, but..." And I'm paraphrasing here. "Celine was amazing, but the situation was still happening, and I didn't know whether it was a failure, or whether it meant that Celine was not a good healer or whatever. I didn't know what it meant." And, you know, we think that healing is going to help us to control our reality in a way, and we do this because we're so hurt, we're so afraid, and we're so... heartbroken in many ways, that we want to stop creating these situations. And for me, it came down to control. And I realized that I was just controlling my life. And the more I was experiencing a situation I didn't like, the more I was trying to control it anyway, by working on myself and doing the healing work that we are talking about so often in the show. And I was never gaining the peace that I was wanting. And I was sort of going down the rabbit hole, right, of experiencing something I didn't like, healing it. Maybe it was changing, maybe not. Experiencing something else I didn't like, healing it, changing it. Maybe it was changing, maybe not. And I was feeling more stressed because I was gaining in skills and healing skills. And I was becoming better at understanding what was truly going on, but yet I was just feeling stressed and nervous, and I wasn't gaining what I really wanted to gain, which was peace in every situation, in every single situation that might come my path. And so eventually I actually gave up. I gave up on all my healing work. I gave up on working with clients. I gave up on working on myself. I gave up on even trying to understand what was wrong with me so that I could fix it. And I had a bout of about 2-3 years now where I haven't done any conscious belief work. I haven't sat myself down and done my journaling or done my theta healing or done any energy healing. And I've come to understand that it's not so much about you healing your stuff. And of course, that is a huge part of the journey. But what it's really about is letting go of trying to understand why situations are coming your way, because your brain is simply too small to understand or your awareness perhaps is really too limited to understand why things are happening to you, because your awareness of reality is really, really, really limited. And I'm saying this in the kindest way, because this is something I've observed time and time and time again in myself. I simply cannot understand why things are happening. I don't have the bigger picture. I'm not advanced enough or enlightened enough to understand why things are happening the way they are. I want something and I want to create in a certain way, but I'm not advanced enough to understand that things can come in so many different ways. And so this is my second point, that the universe is creating and gifting you with situations, and the aim of the game, and I'm not too sure I like this expression. I know somebody who uses this expression a lot and I dislike it, but this is a good expression for now. The aim of the game is not necessarily to understand why you have created this situation so that you can refrain from creating it in the future, and more how you respond to the situation. So how you respond to the situation is really what matters. You know, I know so many people who just love drama. They love to talk about relationship breakups. They love to talk about what's not going right at work. They love talking about how tired they are. They love talking about how crazy things are at the moment. But how are you responding to the situation? How are you responding to the situation? Are you responding to the situation by being a victim? Are you responding to the situation by denying any responsibility? And then I can hear myself contradicting myself here, but it's not quite a contradiction. So how are you participating in the situation? Are you making it worse or are you making it better? If you are coming across a person who is so hurt that they're yelling at you, or not, you know, honoring who you are, they're not listening to what you have to say, how do you respond? Do you make it about yourself? Or do you choose to step away from them, perhaps? Or do you choose to accept them for who they are without making it about you? Without responding to the triggers with your own triggers? Do you just let the situation be and find a space where you can have compassion with that person and kindness and tolerance and peace and joy, and you can find a space where you can connect with that person anyway, wherever they're at? That is a true mark of spiritual growth. The rest doesn't matter. How much healing work you've done, I don't care about it at all. I don't care about how many retreats you go to or how many spiritual festivals you go to. I don't care about the guided meditations that you do. I don't care about your yoga practice. I care about how you respond. I care about the deep, true kindness in your heart and how you can ignite that when you're faced with a difficult situation. Because stuff does happen, whether we like it or not. So this is a good time for reflection, and I wanted to take a time with you to reflect on the show. And I know that many of you are, you know, tuning into the show time and time again, and perhaps you've been with me from the beginning, from the first episode where I talked about Reiki and my journey. It's available online if you want to have a listen to it. And it's funny because I can't listen to the stuff I've recorded in the past. Like, I feel like there's this cringe aspect within me that's like, no, I just want to ignore it. But I know that's one of the most popular episodes in the show, and God knows why. But it's a good time for us to reflect on the show, on, you know, I always think, you know, is what I'm saying really of use to you? Is it really helping you to grow or helping you to reflect? And I often think that the show really is designed to leave you with more questions than answers. You know, we all have such a particular way of looking at reality, and I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm here to help you understand how you can experience more love and joy and peace in your life. That's really what this show is all about. And I can't do this by telling you how to do things, but I can show you how to reflect. I can show you how to have these moments of quiet contemplation. I can show you how to have self-love in those moments so that you can really find peace in your life, wherever you're at. And one thing that's always been a challenge for me is that I don't want to just say random stuff on the show, you know, and there's so many podcasts out there. And, you know, why is my voice important? And there is an aspect of unworthiness that comes in, but I do want to make sure that I create something that is going to be truly valuable for you. And is what I have to say truly important? Am I ready for this? And it's beyond the unworthiness. I think it's truly about, I know that I've spoken before when I wasn't ready to speak. I've, you know, led others when I wasn't ready to lead. And I don't want to make that mistake again. And I think that, you know, leading and teaching is a responsibility, and I just want to make sure that I'm truly ready for it. And I'd never want to speak out of fear or out of anger or out of resentment. So I think this past year in the show has really been about learning to speak with more kindness, learning to lead with more kindness, learning to share with more humility and more understanding and more compassion, really. And I've really worked on letting, you know, the divine universe or whatever you want to call it speak through me rather than me pulling out something out of my own butt. So I hope that this show has taught you a lot. I hope that it has been a steady companion in your life. I hope that you have grown and healed in the past year, and that you are now entering a period of contemplation. And that's really what I'm wishing for you, that you're entering, that you enter a period of contemplation before you step straight into creation. Because it's easy for us to have these New Year's resolutions and goals, and it's easy for us to step into that space of creation because that's what we see on social media. And that's what we're encouraged to do. We're encouraged to perform more, to be more, to do more, to da 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 da. But this year, and particularly this week, this month, I'm inviting you to really find a space of stillness within you where you can reflect on what you truly want to create. And I guarantee you, it's not what you think it is. You might have this idea that you want to create a healing business, or you want to lose weight, or you want to da-da-da-da-da. And you want to go about it at, you know, you want to go about it at a certain way. Sorry, I'm not quite sure how to say this in a grammatically correct way. But I invite you to find a space of stillness first. And it's not about meditating or, you know, throwing these big words around, or having a steady practice every day. I would like you to find a space of stillness in yourself, where you can reflect on, perhaps, you know, you're the kind of person who's rushing around every day and never getting anywhere. And I feel myself resonating with that. Can you find a space of stillness before you start rushing through the day? Like, in the past few months, I've realized that, like, there are three things I need to do every day, every morning, so that I can really be centered and at peace every day. And it's, you know, having a shower, having, doing my meditation and some sort of physical exercise, and having breakfast. And that's the three things I need to do first thing in the morning before I do anything else. Like, I'm really good at just deciding, oh, I'll just, you know, quickly meditate, and then I'll just get out in the garden or do this or clean that or whatever. Or I'll just, you know, jump straight on the laptop to do some work. And I know it's not what I really need to do in order to feel really connected and aligned and good during the day. So find a space of stillness. Find a space of contemplation. And it's not about sitting yourself down for 20 minutes and hoping that the universe or the skies are going to open and you're going to see, you know, I don't know, armies of angels revealing what you need to do in the day or how you need to organize your day. Now find a space of silence where the answers will come. But first silence, and then the answers will come by themselves. Don't force the answers to come, right? Just let yourself be in a space of presence. And if anything, that is the gift that I would like to give you. That is really what I, my wish for you for this new year. And I'm starting to heat up. Give me a moment. I'll just step in the shade. And if you can hear my cat meowing in the background, it's just that we have, we're house-sitting at the moment, and we took the cats with us. And they've just been quite stressed about it. So if you can hear the cats meowing, that's them looking for me. I can see Max on the bench, and it's not allowed on the bench, but doesn't matter. Okay. So how can you find a space of stillness if you haven't experienced stillness before? Well, it's really about finding something that works for you. If you're the type of person that goes for walks every day with your dog, for example, instead of using that time to organize your day or try to organize your thoughts, try to see if you can stop organizing and just listen to the sound of the wind and, you know, watch your dog play in the water and use that time to be really truly present with your doggy and present with the trees around you. If you're the type of person that likes to read, perhaps you would like to maybe, you know, lift your eyes up from the page every few pages and just reflect on what you have read, or just find, you know, take a sip of, you know, from your cup of tea and cuddle your cat that's next to you. And that can be a space of silence. If you're the person that likes to exercise, then perhaps you'd like to use that time to stop thinking about goals and what you're trying to achieve and rather, you know, enjoy the feeling of your body becoming stronger and stronger. If you're the person that likes to journal or write, perhaps you'd like to stop trying to get something out of your journaling, out of your writing, and letting yourself free flow, free write, so that you can find again a space of silence within yourself. And if you're the type of person that cannot not think at all, then it would be more about minimizing distractions. So turning off your phone, turning off the internet, turning off Netflix, and perhaps, you know, locking yourself in the room and seeing what's left, you know, without your phone, without Netflix, without the distractions, without the busyness, without the to-do list and what remains of you. It might be a bit scary at the beginning, but try to find even a few moments of deep presence. Or even perhaps you're washing the dishes, you know, you can just look up and look through the window and just look at, I don't know, the grass dancing in the breeze. That can be a moment of presence too, and that can give you a lot of answers. And as you get better at these, at creating or initiating these moments of presence, then you can just focus on creating longer moments or more powerful moments. That is the most precious thing that you can do for yourself. Not the healing, not the overachieving, but the quiet moments of peace. So I'm going to leave you with that. We've come to the end of our episode. If you have a suggestion for a topic, then please feel free to get in touch with me. And otherwise, I'm sending you so much love, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.